But it says the Kollel also that the goyim will come and eat up our produce is einoi also einu mehem. It's not from a chelik of Klal Yisrael. In other words, these Kollels go upon us. The Rashi says einu mehem mizera Yisrael dechsev estati ponu mehem. That Hashem says it's going to be a test upon them after the Churban Abayis. And who adin v'hoi yilechol sho'iv dekechovim shenulim m'moinoi. That the goyim will come and grab away our money. So Gemara says, Omru le rabbonin le rabba. So the rabbonin said to rabba, Mar loy behest upon him isa. For loy be v'hoi yilechol isa. They said to Rava, you, l'chura, you're not a hest upon him. Like Hashem is close to you. And also, the goyim don't bother you. So l'chura, you see that you're a Jew, and you have these two inyonim. There's no hest upon him by you, and the goyim don't come and bother you. Is Amalu, so Rav answered back and said, no. Miyadisi kama mishadrona bitzina beishava malka. Do you know how much money I have to send privately to Shava Malka? Sifta said that the goyim take away my money also. I also have to pay them off. So Gemara says, afilu hochi, even so, yidvu bei rabbonin einayu. That the rabbonin like gave him an ayin hara. They looked at Rava and they had a question on him. So when the rabbonin look at you, something bad happens. So Gemara says, adahocha right away, shoda devei shava malka. The king taka send a messenger, a shliach, to Rava, vegarvuha, and he took away all his nechasim, Rashi says, vegarvuha, Rashi shaluhu. They like made him, took away, but you, when you have a war, you take away the what they own. So the melech came and took away all that belonged to him. So an Omar, now Rava said, Hainu de Tanya, this is what we learned. That Omar of Shimon ben Gamliel, Komokom shenosnu chachomim meneim, whenever the chachomim look at somebody, and like give an eye in horror, have something bad against you, is oimisa oyoni. Either because of that eye in horror that the chachomim look at you, either you'll die because of that, or else you become poor because of that. Like over here, the rabbanan looked at Rava, and because of that, Rava became poor, like the melech took away all his nechasim. Pesach says, V'yonoichi haster aster pona b'yemu. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, there will be a hest upon him. Hashem is going to take a hest upon him. Is Omar Rava, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afa pi shestarti pona mehem, even though I'm going to hold haster, meaning I'm going to hide myself from the Jews, the Shechin is not going to be openly amongst Klal Yisrael, but v'chaloim adab boy. There'll be such a thing v'chaloim. As v'chaloim in a dream, Amol Hashem does come to tzadikim. Rashlan's Bechalaim Adababoy, Beyoim Hu, Kodayin, Beyoim Vuloy Belayla. Only by day it has to put him, not by night time. Shemaram Lechalaim, Hashem shows Tzadikim in a Chalaim, Kadesh Yispal Allah Dover. They should daven for that thing. Rav Yosef said, Yodoy Netuya Aleinu. That even though there's a hest upon him, Hashem like takes away, closes himself away from us, but still his hands are stretched out over to watch us. Shinyamar Apostle says in Shayohu, Ovitzel Yodai Kisisicha, that I'm stretching out my hands, I'm covering you. So there's still a Yad Hashem, Hashem is still like watching us. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, have a kor bei Kaiser. He was by the king, bei Kaiser he was. Achvale Yehu Apikursa, there was a certain Apikurus there. Rashi says, Sheinu Mamina Madivri Chazal. He didn't believe in what Chazal say. Kogain Tzedukim, it was a Tzedukim. He was kafir what Chazal say. So he was like waving to him in like sign languages. And he said to Rabbi Chanina like this. He said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that Amo, the Hadrinu morally apeminei, such a nation, like you Klal Yisrael, that Hashem took away his face, like a hest upon him, so what's going to be with you? Like the Tzuki was making fun of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yeshua like signed back and gave make a signal, signed back to him and said, you should know still, Yodai Netu Yaleinu. It's not true. There's not a complete test upon him. Hashem's hand is still stretched out over us, is still watching us. Now the Maisa was Omale Kesel Rabbi Yeshua. So the king said to Rabbi Yeshua, My Ach Melecho Ama. But this was by signal, it was language talking through signals, hand language. So the case of Rabbi Yeshua, what did this Apikurus show you? Like, what did he want from you? So he told him, and he said that Amo the Adrino morally ape mine, like as if to say, like you Jews, Hashem went away from you. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you should know But I showed back to him that no, Yodin to Yolenu, Hashem is still with us, his hand is still stretched out over us, Hashem is still with us. So that was the ma'aseh of the king, that Yerushua told the king what happened. Omru le'elehu mina. So now they spoke to the Semin himself and said, my achves lei, like what did you signal to Rav Yeshua? What did you tell him? So he said, Amo diadrino mori minei. I told him, like asking this question, like you Jews, like Hashem left you, what's the good of you? So they asked the men, this apikuris, my achvelecho, what did Rav Yeshua answer you back? What did he signal back to you? So he said, lo yadano, Ataka don't know. The apikuris didn't know what he answered him. So Omru, so the Shriach said, Gavra de lo yoda mai machvele, b'mochag yichave kaima malka. Like such a person doesn't understand the sign languages. So what are you doing talking sign languages in front of the king? Like if you have the chutzpah to talk in front of the king, like you started up with Rav Yeshua, you were the one that signaled him first. So if you don't understand it, how come you're doing this in front of the king? Saaf kuwa, they took this min, this apikuris out, they cut lu and they killed him. That was the ma'isa. And the apikuris was killed. When Yeshua ben Chananya was about to die, is Omru le Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, Ma tehevi yalon mi apikursin. What's going to be with us now, Kleisel, against the apikursin? Because when you were alive, b'schus you saw this just ma'aseh, the guy was killed. So the apikursin, like you took care of the apikursin. What's going to be now when you're going to die? Who's going to take care of the apikursin? We're afraid they'll be too strong over us. So Omru le Rabbanan, Yeshua answered back, of the Eitza Mibonim Nisrcho Chochmosim. Means when the counsel goes away from the young ones, it becomes Sircha, comes rotten, the Chochma from the older ones. That means Kivin Sh'ov the Eitza Mibonim. When it goes away like Tzadikim, go away from Klai Yisrael, is right away Nisrcho Chochmosim in Umas Olam. The Goyim also automatically lose their Chochma. So you don't have to be afraid. Like Kozim when I was alive, so true, they were Apikursim starting up with you. But now when I'm going to die, you should know they won't start up with you anymore. Like when the stikim go away, suadin is nisrcho chochmosim. The boy is saying another pasuk is miyachah from here. The pasuk says vayoymer nisa v'nelcho v'yechlo l'negdecho. But Yisav it says, let me go and I'll go l'negdecho in front of you. So Rashi says b'shava, I'll be shava to you. Because when you have tzaddikim and klal Yisrael, big people, then there'll be big people amongst the goyim. But when the tzaddikim die, who are them? There won't be big people by the goyim either. Rabbi Ila had a solek bedarga. Rabbi Ila was going up the ladder to vei Rabbi Bashila by Rabbi Bashila's house. Shamal yenuka devi kokoris. He heard a kid saying over this pasuk that says, Ki hine yoitzer horim, that Hashem created the mountains, uvore ruach, created the wind, umagid liyoda masichoy, Hashem tells a person what his talk is. And Omar, he said like this, Rabbi Ila, that eved sherabai magid le masichoy, an eved, like a Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears every word you see, and Hashem by din will tell you over every word you said, is Takona Yeshka, do we have any hope? Like Hashem is so medakta in every word we say, the Lord is no help for us. So where it says, my sicha, what does it mean that Hashem knows everything we talk? Is Omar Rav says, Afilu sicha yisera, shebenishli yishtoi. Even the extra talk you talk to your wife about, even Mashas Tashmish, also Hashem is there, knows about it, and will tell you about it. Is Magidin le Yodim Mashas Misa, that they'll tell to you Mashas Misa the extra words you said. Rashi says Sicha Yisera means Divrei Schoik Shlefnei Tashmish. That before you're with your wife, if you have Divrei Schoik laughing around, that Mashmin is a tiny, you shouldn't have done it. And Hashem will have a tiny why you did it. We'll soon see. The Mor says, Aini, it's not that way. The Levi says, you are supposed to have Schoik with your wife beforehand. For Rav Kana, Hevegani, Tusei, Parayu, the Rav. The Mice was Rav Kana, there was a Talmud of Rav, was sleeping under the bed, or not sleeping, was lying under the bed of Rav. He had the chutzpah, in the daytime he went in this Rebbe's house, Rav's house, and he stuck himself under the bed. And he stood there till the night time. And at night time where Rav was living with his wife, and he heard the way Rav was with his wife, and he was laughing with her, and then he had tashmish with her. And Omar, so Rav Kahana said, Domei Pumei de Rav command le'toyim le'tavshilei. Like the mouth of Rav sounds like he never tasted anything yet. Like it sounds like it's the first time he's living with his wife. Like he said a lot of divrei tzchayk, a lot of divrei ritzui. He spoke a lot of love, I says to his wife. So then the maisa was at Omalei Kana. So Rav heard that Kana was there, and he told Kana, "Puk, go out of here, lavur chari. It's not nice that you're here." And the other Gemara says that in Brachas, the Gemara says that Rav Kana said, "It's Torah, the luma Torah nitzarech. I'm here for the purpose. I want to know how to do it. It's Torah. Everything is Torah. How to do it." So I'm here to learn how you're supposed to do, even be with your wife also. That's why Rav Kahana went there. But I call upon him, these three here, Rav, he did speak with his wife, Divrei Tzchayk, before he lived with her. So Mar says like Kasha, Kan did tzorach l'ritzuya, hod lo tzorach l'ritzuya. If you have to get your wife in a good mood, she's not in a good mood yet, she doesn't like you yet, then you have to talk Divrei Ritzui. You have to talk to her nicely, all different type of lashonos, to make her feel happy with you, and then you have tashmish. But hod delay tzarech ritzui. In the case where everything is going very good and you don't have to ritzui, it's there without the words, then there's an inyan not to talk b'shash tashmish. Right. Pasuk says, v'yim loy tishma'uha b'mistorim tifke nafshi mifnei geva. If you're not going to hear b'mistorim from the hidden things, tifke, you're going to cry, mifnei geva from geva. So Mar says, Omar Rav Shmuel bar ina mishmei derav. There's a place that Hashem has, and that's called that's Mistarim. There are secrets there, quiet, a private place. Hashem has Mistarim, and Mistarim has Seser, a private hidden place. My Mifnei Geva, what does the pasuk mean Mifnei Geva? Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok Mifnei Gavoson Shal Yisrael. That means Shenitlo Mehen VeNosel Yerdik Echovim. That Hashem will take away the Geva, the haughtiness of Klai Yisrael, and give it to the Goyim. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma Mifnei Gavosen Shomal Cheshemayim means also the geyus that belongs by Kodesh Baruch Hu by the Malchus Shemayim. For the Gemara, O Miyuka Bechia Kana Kodesh Baruch Hu, does the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself cry? I Vomer Apopo Ein Atzivus Atnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no atzivus, there's no sadness by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem the Pasuk says Hoyd Vohod Olafonov Oyz Veched Vim Koymoy. There's only Oyz strength and Chedv and happiness by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not Bechi, and not crying. So Gemara says, Lakasha, there's no Kasha. Ho bebote gavoi, ho bebote broi. One's the inside house, and one's the outside house. And the inside house, all the way in, there is crying. And the outside one, there it's Oiz v'chedva. But says, for tomorrow, bebote broi loi, but even on the outside house, where in the outside like, there's no crying there. But see if the Pasuk says, Vayikra Adoni Hashem Tzavokas B'yem Hu Levchi Lemispeid Lekorcho Lechogor Sak. It says clearly that either by the Shem there was Levchi Lemispeid, there was crying in a spadim and Lekorcho Lechogor putting on sacks. So Mor says Shani Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's talking about at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Afilo Malchei Shalom Bochli. The time Hashem had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, that was different. At that time they were crying. Even the Malchei Shalom, even by close to Hashem, there was also B'chia crying there also. Shenem the Pasuk says, Hein Arelim Suaku Chutzu Malchei Shalom Mar Yivkoin. Like even the Arelim, those Malachim, and the Malchei Shalom is all Mar Yivkoin. They're all crying. So the Zman, the Beis Hamikdash, the Korban Abayis, that's different. But otherwise, Hashem cries in the hiddenly, but in the outside house, there's no B'chia, there's only Oiz V'chedva. Right, the Pasuk says, V'dima tidma, tears, and then a second time tears. V'atered eine dima, and our eyes will bring down tears. Ki nishpo ed v'ashem, because the ed of Klal Yisrael was captured. Shomer Reb Leza, Sholesh demoyes alonu lomu, what does the same Pasuk say, three times crying, three tears? Achas ha-mikdash rishon, v'yachas ha-mikdash sheni, v'yachas shal Yisrael shagolim im koimam. The Klal Yisrael had to be gola, had gone to gola, let's go out of Eretz Yisrael. Not only did they lose the Beis Hamikdash, but also they had to go into Golus, leave Eretz Yisrael. The army, and some say, Achas Adbitl Torah. They cried for the Bitl Torah. Now they could learn, versus Bishleim Laman the Yoma, Al Yisrael Shegolu, Hainu Disiv Kinishbu Edi Hashem. That's why it says they were captured. Captured means they went into Golus. It's good. Elulaman the Yamra Bitl Torah, that they were crying because they couldn't learn Torah. My Kenish Be'edu Hashem. Where do we see Bitl Torah in the passage that says they were captured? So Gemara says, yes, Kivin Shagolu Yisram Koimon Ein Lecha Bitl Torah Godu Mizeh. Since Klai Yisrael had to go into capture, they were in captivity, they were out of Eretz Yisrael. So when you go away from your own homeland, that's the biggest Bitl Torah. They couldn't learn the same. Again, Torah, Keteres Eretz Yisrael, when everything is b'sholem and peaceful, that's the way to really learn Torah. And when you had to go into Golis, it's much harder then, so there was a Bitl Torah, the fact they had to go into Golis. Tana Rabbanim, Shalai Shra Kodesh Baruch Hu Baruch Aleim B'chol Yoyim. On three people Hashem cries every day. Al She'ev Shalasek Bat Torah V'yen Yoysik. Someone that has a good head and could learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah. So he's like wasting his time, Hashem cries about him. The Al Shiev Shalasik Batura Vyasik, somebody that can't learn Torah and he spends the whole day just learning Torah, Hashem cries for him also. That's not the right thing to do. If you can't, you gotta do other things. Not that you shouldn't learn, but you have to do other things also. The Al Parnes Hamizgol Al Tzibur. A Parnes, a ruler over the Tzibur, that acts like Gaiva, is too haughtiness. He acts like a big shot over the Tzibur, that's very bad. Hashem cries about him. Rebbe Havi Nokat Sefer Kinas. Rebbe was holding the Sefer Kinas in his hands. The Kukorah Bagaveh, he was reading the Sefer. Kimot alai psukri, he came to this posik. Hashlech mishamayim oretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down from Shemayim to the oretz. Certain things Hashem sends down to this world. So at that time when he read this posik, it says, Nofa min yodei. Punkt that he read this posik, the Sefer Kinas fell from his hand. Is Omar. So he said like this. Rebbe said, Me'igra Ram Lebira Mikta. Like this Shanda Pasuk also, that Hashem sends down in the Shemayim is even from so high up to so low down. Like even from my hand falling down to the ground, the source one because Hashem was Geyser. Anything that falls from a person's hands is a pshat that that's called Hashem is throwing it down. It's from the Shemayim that you're supposed to drop it now. That's also Shanda's Pasuk. Trashi Kama Gedoyla Nefilazu En Lecha Gevoyo Bor Amuka Ki Shemayim Loretz. Right, Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia have a shakliv yazli b'yurcha. They both walking in the street. Kimotalu Mos, when they came into this city, Amr they said, Ika tsuma rabbanon hocha. They asked around, is there any talmud chacham in the city? Nezo v'nekabalapi. Let's go visit him. Like if they went into a city, and if there's a talmud chacham there, let's go visit the talmud chacham. So they went to ask around to see if there's any talmud chacham there. They wanted to go visit him. Amri, so they said over, yes, Ika Tsuma Mirabonin Hocho Ma'aver or Me'om Moyer Inayim. There's a Talmud Chacham there, but you know he's blind. Me'norim Naim Hu. Is Omale Reb Chila Rebbe, so Reb Chila told Rebbe, Tiv'at, you sit here, Le Tazalzov Nesiyosecha. Like Rebbe was the Nosi, it's not nice for the Nosi to go to a blind person. So you sit here, and Ezel Ano V'yakabalat Pe'ago myself. So the Ma'aser was no Takfur, Rebbe wanted to go very strong, for Yozel Badeh, he went with him. So they went together, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia. Kiavi, so they went to speak to this blind Talmud Chacham. Kiavi Miftarim Inei, after they got finished speaking, when they were leaving, Omalu, so a blind person said to them, Atem Hekabaltem Ponim Hanirim V'yenim Royim. Like you came to visit me, that you could see me, but I can't see you. You should be zeichel to see the person that could see and it's not seen, which means Hashem. That's the bracha they gave back. And you should be zeichel to be able to see Hashem. That means that Hashem should see you, even though you can't see Hashem. So Amalei, so Rebbe Reb Chila liked this bracha and said, so Rebbe said, like the Rebbe said, he's very happy he came. Because if I wouldn't have come, you would have stopped me from this bracha, like Rebbe liked this bracha. Omrulei, so they said to the blind person, Miman Shemilcha, like how did you know to give such a bracha? Where did you hear this type of a bracha from? Whereas Rashi says, Menolach Rashi says, Shekoka Gadela Hakabolas Ponim. Like, how do you know it's so great, this mitzvah? No, forget. Like, the bracha was that since you were zeichah to do this mitzvah, Kabbalah Sponim, you should be zeichah to see Hashem also. So he asked him, how do you know this? How do you know from this mitzvah of being Mekabla, visiting the Talmud Chacham, you're zeichah to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mekabla Pnei Hashem? How do you know this? Who'd you hear this from? So he said back, Mipirka the Rabbi Yaakov Shmili. Heard it from the learning of Rabbi Yaakov. to Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kvachitoi, Rabbi Yaakov that came from the city Kvachitoi, Rabbi Makpalakpe, the Rabbi Kol Yoima. He used to go visit his Rabbi every day. Kikash, when he got older, Omalei Loinitztar Amar, so the Rebbe told him, you're too old now, don't bother, don't come to me anymore. The Loyochumal, it's very hard for you to come to me. Omalei answered back, Mizutas are so small, Maidich Sibub Rabbonin, what the Pasuk says about being Mavakar, seeing Tamid Chomim, Vayichi Yoid Lonetzach, Loyiro Ashachas, Ki Yiro Chachomim Yemoisu. That what, that you'll live a long life? Why? Ki Yiro Chachomim Yemoisu, if you'll see Tamid Chomim when they die. So if Yaakov said like this, Uma Horoye Chachomim, Pimisoson, Yichye, Madich, if you see a Tamachachim Mashasi's dying. You're going to have an Arichas Yomim, you'll be live long. V'chayeye malachas kama b'kama. For sure, if you go see a Talmud Chacham when he's alive, Avad will have a bracha, you'll live long. So it's a tremendous act to see a Talmud Chacham. For at the Rav Ido, Avu at the Rav Yaakov. Bar Idi, have a Rogel, have a Ozo, Tlosa, Yarche, Birucha. He used to go learn in Yeshiva, but it used to take him 3 months to get to the Yeshiva. V'chad Yom B'vei Rav. And one day he used to spend learning in the yeshiva. And then he spent for 3 months coming back home. So the kids, he spent a half a year traveling just to learn one day. The Rabbanan there called this person Bar Beirav. They called him a Talmud Chacham of one day. You're a Talmud of one day. Bar Beirav de Chad Yoima. You're a Talmud of one day. So Cholash Daite, he felt very bitter. They're making fun of me. I'm a Talmud of one day only. So Korya Navshe Schreik Luriyeu Eye, like they're making fun of me, like I'm the laughter of town now. Omale Rabbi Yechonin said no. The Metusim Minoch Loitanish Le Rabbonin. Rabbi Yechonin told this person, don't put the Rabbonin to punishment. In other words, the Rabbonin, they make you feel bad now. They're doing an avera like, and they're going to be punished because of it. So Rabbi Yochanan told this to Rabbi Yehuda here, please don't make the Rabbanan be punished because of you. So the Maaseh was Rabbi Yochanan, not for Rabbi Yochanan by Medrasha. So now Rabbi Yochanan went to the base of Medrash to talk to the Rabbanan there. For Dorish and Darshan like this, the Pasuk says, "Fi Oisa Yoim Yoim Yidrishun, for Das the Rocha Yechafetzun." That it says every single day they came to be Doris Hashem. For Chi Biyoim Darshan Oisai, Valai Lein Darshan Oisai. Why only by day, not by night? El Olay Meloch. Whoever learns Torah even just one day of the whole year, it's as if you sat and learned Torah the whole year. So, you know, don't make fun of this Talmud here. He's spending a half a year to get to Yeshiva for one day. It's Kedai. If you learn one day really Lishmo the way you're supposed to, one day you learn the way you're supposed to, it's Kilo you learn the whole year. The same with the opposite way, by doing an Avera. Still, the Pasuk says, that the days that the Meraglim checked out Eretz Yisrael, connected that they got years in the Midbar. The Kashris, did it take them 40 years to check out Eretz Yisrael? They only checked out the Meraglim, only spent 40 days checking out Eretz Yisrael. So how come they got 40 years? For every day they got a year punishment, and the Leimloch is to teach us that koloiver avera filu yemechel b'shana. Whoever does an avera even just one day of the year, malol abakosir kilu ovar kol hashana kula. It's considered as if the whole year you've been doing an avera. So that's the pshat. Every day the meraglim did an avera, it's considered like a whole year worth of an avera. So they did 40 days worth of an avera. 40 days. The punishment back was 40 years. Right. Ezel Kotin, so the cover of this Gemara, where Yeshiva said, I'm all of a kid, has to travel far away to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Adatan Yeshiva to learn better. He's traveling back and forth, it's Kedai. If he could learn better there, here Pshat was, in his own town, he couldn't learn. That was the only Yeshiva he could learn. So he had to travel for 6 months to be in Yeshiva one day, it was worth it. Fact is, but about if he could learn home, about it wouldn't have been better. Yeah. Then again, the Mishnah said that a kotin is part of a mother's riyah, but it is kon shegila chinuch. He has a chiyuv. what age is it called the Gil Chinuch? So the Machloek is Beisham and Beisul in the Mishnah. Beisham, I said, it's enough to say, Kol Sheina Yochol Irkav HaKseifei. He has to be so young that even on a piggyback ride, he can't go to Yerushalayim, to up to, from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's old enough to ride on his father's back, to get a ride up to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a Chiyuv Olos Regel. That was Beishamai. And Beisilu said no. He has to be old enough that the father has to give him a hand, and he can walk with his father from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But the shear is from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara asks,